This morning, as I'm coming into a place of quiet, I am also consciously grateful for companionship, for this walking alongside one another on a journey that we do in this way of coming together. And I'm just registering the gratitude, the joy, that sense of support of being alongside. And I just bring that into my first three conscious breaths as I breathe deep into the back of the lungs. And into my sitting bones. And then I'm going to take my awareness briefly just to over the top of my head, connecting to anything that I would consider to be spirituality, truth, meaning, and allowing myself to draw that round the sides of the body and under my feet. So for me, it's about this duality of heaven and earth, groundedness, openness, flexibility, strength. So just connecting my feet to the earth, allowing myself to notice a bit more than usual what it means to feel my feet on the earth. Metaphorically, what it might mean to feel grounded and strong, have my own ground. And I'm breathing into that thought. Inviting that thought and that belief to really come into the body. Taking that awareness up the legs and into the pelvis. And taking a conscious breath into the pelvis. And then really stopping here to acknowledge some of my qualities and abilities. And the image just came to me there of sitting on our qualities and abilities. Somehow we don't let them be seen and be in use all the time. We squash them. And so in the next three breaths, I invite you to allow any images or thoughts about your qualities and abilities to come forward. What does it mean to acknowledge them even to yourself? So nobody else can see or hear or anything right now but you. Or What might it be to really, truly breathe into those qualities and abilities and allow them space and movement in yourself? Allow the penetration into your viscera, into your heart, into your brain. How would they direct you? And I'm noticing that even in such an invitation, which is positive, there's a kind of little voice that's going, oh, why haven't I done that? So I'm reconnecting to my pelvis, to the qualities and abilities, and my breath. Breathing those up into the pelvis, into my vitality, my sexuality, my sensuality. Breathing them up into my colon, my small intestine, the areas that process waste. Areas that we hang on to sometimes. And just letting that go. And breathe them into my spleen, my liver. Organs that deal with, again, holding on to anger, processing. For either life or death. And we know that when cancer hits the liver, that's tickets. So breathing into these vital organs. In yoga, the spleen is the organ that where we take in chi or pranayama, energy, life. Breathing up into the heart. What is it that I would be really moved to do if I were able to come from a full heart, joyful heart, grateful heart? If I could give myself permission to love myself and take care of myself as much as I wish for it myself to be taken care of and loved by others. What would I be doing today if I was really coming from that place? Really trusting that my feet are on the floor, that I had ground, that I had space, that I had strength, and I had beauty. And noticing what happens to my breath as I breathe into the thought of grounding, strength, beauty. And I'm just going to take 3 conscious breaths into that place. And then I'm going to leave a space for a little bit of quiet, just for us to think about if we really are going to live out of this place of connection and strength, acknowledgement, joy, gratitude, love and beauty. And we look at our to-do list for today and this week and this month. What happens to that, and how do we live this, acknowledging that sometimes it just takes a change of thinking to change our entire life. So, when you're ready, bring your awareness back to your sitting bones. Then travel up your spine or anywhere that feels helpful to your heart. I've brought up my hands to connect it, but you can connect in your mind. And I'm going to travel from my heart right up through the spine, through the head, out the top of the head, and up to arm's length away. Almost drawing down the stars, connecting heaven and earth. Connecting that light whilst also knowing that darkness is part of all of this, bringing it back down to the heart, gently offering it out to each other, to others in the world, anyone else that we have a real specific feeling for. And then bringing back awareness to yourself gently, and your hands, and your body, and your feet.